Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to get this started the same way we get every episode started, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor. Thank you so much. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. Now, as you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that for myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I'm Allie McCracken. I go to Father Mercury. I'm an assistant head leader for Santa's Anonymous this year.
There we go. And that's why we're here for these episodes, is to promote Santa's Anonymous. So can you tell everybody at home a little bit about Santa's Anonymous, please, and thank you?
We basically get to help families in need who don't get to have a Christmas and give them the support that they should get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an awesome organization that's held here at Father Merck. How long have you been involved with Santa's Anonymous?
This is my second year.
Okay, and what grade are you in, sorry?
11.
11, okay. So during COVID, you were a part of this as well. How did that work? Because I used to go to Father Merck and I was involved with Santa's Anonymous. What was that like with the pandemic?
We got to do quite a bit of events to help them, but there was some that we could not do.
Right.
We got to participate in Miracle Marathon, stuff a bus so that we could get our donations last year.
Okay.
And then we also got to pack hampers as a collective group, so it was good that we could get lots of help.
I don't need the exact number, but roughly, do you know how many families or how many hampers you guys are doing last year or this year? Well, this year, I guess you wouldn't know yet, but...
I can't remember.
Yeah, is it in the ballpark of it's hundreds?
Yeah, I think it was around 500.
Yeah, like it's a lot of hampers, a lot of families that are taken care of for sure. So when I went here, there was a number of different things in the hampers. You had some food, and then you had some presents for the children, and then if they had seniors, there was stuff for seniors. What compiles a hamper nowadays?
We don't really give food anymore. We give them gift cards to their local grocery store.
Oh, okay.
And then we have specific hampers that we do send food out with.
Okay.
We send them presents, like books.
Right.
And then teens, they get like a toiletry package.
Yeah.
A book. And then seniors, we also have specific stuff for them.
Okay. So like during packing day then, the gym is just not full of like canned goods and turkeys and all that anymore. Oh, so packing day must be like dramatically easier.
Yeah.
No doubt. Okay. So if you're a family in need, how do people kind of get on the list for hamper? How does that all work?
If they go to the school, teachers like... can recommend that family gets a hamper.
Okay, so it's recommendation primarily then?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Okay. So why did you get involved in Santa's Anonymous?
I wanted to give back to the community. I wanted to help people who needed help during the Christmas season.
Okay, there you go. That's nice. Warms your heart a little bit.
Yeah.
Outside of Santa's Anonymous, are there any other post-secondary, not post-secondary, but extracurriculars that you find yourself involved in here at Father Merck?
I play on the senior volleyball team.
Okay.
And I played on the golf team this year.
Okay, how was that?
It was awful.
Yeah? Did you play golf prior to?
No.
No, so it was your first time trying it. Why were you so brave? Well, like, why did you pick golf to give it a shot?
I have no idea. I just thought it would be fun.
Yeah? And, well, was it? You might not have been good at it, but was it fun?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you're playing golf, like, I've played a little bit. I'm not great, but I've never thought about doing it for like on a high school level. Like, how does that even work? Like, is there a girls' team? Is there a mixed team? Do you play it individually? Like, how does that work?
We're supposed to be put in as a team, but then there wasn't enough people from the other schools to compete against, so we all got put in individually.
Okay. And how did you do?
I didn't get last.
There you go. That's all that matters. Hey, Tanner, was there a golf team down at comp when you went there?
There were people who golfed.
Yeah, but there wasn't like...
A team.
Right, yeah.
It was like people from comp and they went to the golf course, yeah.
Yeah. That's funny. Okay. And so how's volleyball going for you?
It's good. We're second in the league in Fort McMurray.
Okay. How many teams do you play against?
Five. Okay. There's five teams including us.
Okay. And are there outside of Fort McMurray like tournaments that you guys go to?
Yeah.
And like, do you feel like Father Merck and Fort McMurray in general are competitive when you leave town, or do you just get like walloped by other communities?
No, we're pretty good. We compete with the other teams as well.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think any team is out of our league.
Oh, that's great.
I think that we can beat anyone.
Nice.
I think.
Yeah, we're about to find out this year.
Yeah.
So the last two people that we talked to, which blew my mind, they actually knew what they wanted to potentially do as far as careers after they finished. I know I didn't have a clue when I was going to Merck, especially in grade 11. Do you have any idea of what you'd like to do after Father Merck is finished?
I'm thinking dentistry.
Oh, okay.
But I don't
know. It could be anything.
Yeah.
Hey, the fact that you have something is blowing my mind in general. So as far as Santa's Anonymous is concerned, what event are you most excited about?
I personally like the hamper packing week.
Okay. What about the hamper pack week is interesting to you?
I just think that it's fun to get to spend time with like the different people that are packing hampers, and you get to meet new people and help other people.
Okay. So for hamper packing week, people from the community come in and pack a hamper? Oh, that was a tongue twister.
You should do it.
I pack hampers. The last 2 years I haven't been able to because of COVID, but yeah, prior to.
So get back at it?
I should. My wife, Ethna, actually used to manage Santa's Anonymous for years and years and years. So I packed many a hamper. So in regards to, and I know this is not fair for Tanner, but I'm asking it anyways, I think Father Merck is the best high school in Fort McMurray. There's many for you to pick from. Why did you pick Father Merck to go to?
I wanted to be a part of Santa's Anonymous. I previously went to Trinity.
Okay.
And I switched to Father Merck.
Okay.
And it was also closer to my house, so it was...
Interesting. So a part of the pool was Santa's Anonymous.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Like, we're going to clip that. Definitely. Very cool. Well, listen, I know you got to get back to class, and so these episodes are a little bit shorter, but before we cut anybody loose, you got a shameless shout-out or plug. So... You have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I have no idea.
Anything. We've had moms, dads, cars, anything.
My family and friends and my coaches and teachers.
There we go. Awesome. Well, thank you very much for sitting down with me today. Definitely appreciate it. Big shout out to everybody at home for tuning in again. I want to say thank you to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, especially Carrie from Patchouli Rose, because you're about to see her ad as well. Everybody at home, hopefully you're having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose. Come and check out my new retail location at Corridor Shops and Events downtown on Manning Avenue. And come check out all the other local vendors.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Yeah.